It is believed to be one of the largest prisoner exchanges since conflict in the region broke out in 2014. The terms outlined in the deal call for Ukraine to hand over about 306 prisoners in total to the rebels and to receive 74 in return. Hundreds of captives, including activists and bloggers, charged with spying or treason, are expected to return home in time for the new year. One of the Ukrainian captives, Alexander Krom, says they were treated poorly by the rebels.
Two of us spent a year and a half in one cell, 1 by 1.5 meters, without anything. No deliveries, no nothing. After a while, they started to allow some deliveries to come through, and they treated us as if we were dogs.
The United Nations estimates more than 10,000 people have died as a result of the tensions triggered by Russia's annexation of Crimea in 2014. The prisoner swap comes after months of negotiations between Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko. The Russian Orthodox Church is believed to have served as a mediator. Another prisoner of war, Artem Krina, says the wait has been a long one.
Relatives are waiting for me at home. I called and my mother is waiting, crying. I also feel like crying, but we stay strong.
Others, like Sergei Gladklay, held captive for nearly 2 years, could not stay composed when asked how they felt about the news.
Emotions? I talked with my wife on the phone. Now, I want to see my son and wife.
The release and exchange of prisoners was one of the key points in the Minsk peace agreement signed in 2015. But the number of prisoners swapped is believed to have been lower than initially expected, after dozens refused to go to the opposite side and into rebel-held territory. Former Odessa resident Anatoly Slobodnyak refused to be exchanged and asked to remain on the Ukrainian side.
I do not feel guilty, so I do not want to go to that side. I was brought here from Odessa by men from the security service. They said I am on the lists. Yes, indeed, I'm on the lists, but I'm going back to Odessa. I hope for a better life for the people of Ukraine.
Ukraine's ombudsman, Valeria Lutkovska, insists the prisoner exchange has been voluntary.
43 people were registered and they were on the list. However, as free people, they were not forced to come here. In the case a person says that he doesn't want to move, we agreed with the Red Cross that the Red Cross will help these people to the place where they lived, because nobody forces people to go.
There was no immediate comment from Russian authorities. They have repeatedly denied accusations by Ukraine and its Western allies that they support the separatists with troops, money, and heavy weapons. Regional analysts say the swap does not necessarily signify wider progress, with both sides continuing to hold other prisoners.